Hello, I'm Dorothy Engelman. Welcome to the Get the Facts podcast, a special five-part audio information series designed to help you make the IT platform decision that's right for your business. I'd also like to invite you to visit microsoft.ca/getthefacts for supplementary resources, case studies, and other podcast episodes. Today we'll be discussing interoperability and how IT managers can better work within mixed environments. Our guest today on the line from Vancouver is Barnaby Jeans, IT Pro Advisor for Microsoft Canada. Thanks for joining us today, Barnaby.
Thanks for having me.
Barnaby, just how common are these mixed IT environments?
You know, mixed environments, I think, are really a fact of life for most IT managers. As I might talk to customers, I think this is one of the common things that comes up again and again. Many of our customers work with a variety of platforms, and in a lot of cases, those platforms are isolated. A lot of the background for this is companies going through mergers and acquisitions, bringing in all sorts of different systems into their environments, or just companies that don't have a unified IT strategy. So mixed environments are very, very common.
So with all these mixed environments out there and now that they're a way of life, what are businesses looking for in terms of integration?
You know, one of the things that they're looking for is how they can take the investments that they've already made and really leverage those. So how can they get the best return on some of those investments? How can they take existing assets and ensure that it'll work with new systems that they're putting in place or even existing systems that they already have?
Is there any research that's out there that helps to guide you in terms of the development of your software?
Absolutely. In fact, there's a recent study that came out of the Jupyter Research Group talking to IT managers about some of the different factors that influence their software development platform decisions. And the interesting thing and the overwhelming response was that 65% of those people surveyed said that interoperability with existing applications is their number one consideration when choosing a platform for in-house applications.
Are there any misconceptions out there, do you think, in the marketplace when it comes to interoperability?
Absolutely. I mean, this is certainly something that I come across frequently, where people have a misconception that open source and open standards are one and the same. Open standards allows us to interoperate and allows that information to be portable from document to document or from one application to another. Contrast that to open source software. The difference here is that the source code of the software is made available to everybody, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee that it adheres to any standard. In fact, in some cases, the opposite could be true, where a package was originally developed and supported a standard, but as people have modified it for their own needs, it may start to diverge, so the version that you have may be different than a version that somebody else has. So from an open standards standpoint, really the open standards is the industry assurance that users will have access to information or that different systems will work together.
You mentioned the Jupyter Research data where you've got this huge percentage of people that are concerned about interoperability. I'm just wondering, what is Microsoft's strategy? How are you trying to meet those challenges?
Well, really, there's two major focus areas that we look at as we're creating software. The first one is really to build software and build solutions that work well with existing as well as future systems. The second one, obviously, is supporting things like open standards. So working in the industry and helping the industry define new software and things like web services and XML. You know, we have companies out there that still have mainframes in their environment, or they're looking at deploying, or they already have things like Mac OS, or they've got versions of Unix and Linux. So we need to ensure that the software that we build works well with these environments. You know, we've got customers that are writing applications in COBOL. They're writing applications in things like C++ or Java. Or they've got different technologies, things like Oracle or Sybase or DB2, as some of their back-end infrastructure applications. So from a Microsoft standpoint, not only have we included functionality within our products to ensure that we can interoperate with these solutions, but we actually have products specifically designed to do some of that integration work. So on the mainframe connectivity side, we have things like the host integration server to allow you to pull in some of that business process. We've also got things like BizTalk server, which allow us to do integration across multiple different applications. Or on the identity side, we have something called Identity Integration Server, which helps really simplify the user authentication and management across all of these multiple systems.
We hear a lot about Microsoft pushing for common standards. Can you tell me a little bit about your efforts and the rationale behind them?
Well, certainly one of the priorities that we have is to help and work with the industry to define a new generation of software and web services based on XML. Because what we're finding is XML is really the language of choice for data exchange as well as for system interoperability needs. It allows software to efficiently share information as well as opening doors to a greater degree of interoperability by design across many different kinds of software. In fact, what we're seeing is that XML is really the cornerstone of Microsoft.NET as well as the new generation of our Visual Studio-based tools with Visual Studio 2005 for software developers to be able to build applications. In fact, the use of XML as the data interoperability framework for Office 2003 and the Office system allows people to save documents in an XML format that's then freely available for anyone to license and use.
Barnaby, can you tell me what Microsoft is doing to help bring more support, better support, to IT managers who are dealing with interoperability issues?
Certainly. I mean, there's a lot of different tools and solutions that are out there in the marketplace. But one of the ones that I want to talk about is Virtual Server. And this allows us to take existing applications. It allows us to work through server consolidation scenarios, rehosting legacy applications, as well as setting up software test and development environments. All of this can be done using Virtual Server. And what we've done from an interoperability standpoint is we now fully support Linux as a guest operating system to help with that interoperability work. So with Virtual Server 2005 R2, we now offer 24-hour support from Microsoft, as well as some add-ins to the Linux guest operating systems that you can go out and you can download and use within Virtual Server 2005 R2. And to make this as easy as possible for customers to get into, we're making Virtual Server 2005 R2 available as a free download.
So now that you've got all these new products and services to identify these issues around interoperability, what are you hearing from the customers out there?
Well, certainly the customers are seeing, as well as a recent report from Jupiter Research, really showed that, you know, over 70% of IT managers rate Microsoft technologies as the most interoperable within their existing environments.
Now, security is going to be an issue for companies when they're dealing with all these multiple systems. Can customers really have an integrated system that's fully secure?
One of the things that we find is that a lot of companies don't have a centralized model for security. So one of the products that we've made available is something called the Microsoft Identity Integration Server. And what this can help do is really synchronize identity information and provide a unified view of users across multiple environments, across your various different directories, your different systems, your different databases, as well as across platforms.
I know that you've recently launched a website dedicated to the interoperability between Windows and Linux called Port 25. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about this initiative.
Absolutely. So Microsoft has launched a new website called Port 25, and this is a community website really designed to facilitate dialogue around interoperability issues surrounding Windows, Linux, Unix, and open source. So we've put this website together so they can look at the work that we're doing, but also share some of their ideas back to Microsoft so that we can work better with the open source community. And if you want to take a look at that, you can actually go out to port25.technet.com and provide your input back on common challenges that you have.
If you were to make a concluding statement about interoperability in Microsoft products, what would you say to the IT manager out there?
Well, I would certainly say that interoperability is something that everybody has to deal with in some form or another. What we're doing at Microsoft is really providing a platform to help you with that interoperability, to make that as easy as possible so that you can leverage those existing assets, you can continue to roll out and deploy new solutions while at the same time providing the best possible value to the business.
Barnaby, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your thoughts on the issues around interoperability.
Thanks for having me.
For additional resources and articles and a complimentary copy of the Jupiter Research Interoperability Study quoted in today's podcast, visit microsoft.ca/getthefacts. Join us again next week for our interview with Steve Lloyd, Chief Security Advisor from Microsoft Canada, who gives us an insider's perspective on Microsoft's security initiatives. That concludes this episode of our Get the Facts podcast. We hope that what you've heard today helps you make the IT platform decision that's right for your business. And be sure to visit microsoft.ca/getthefacts for supplementary resources, case studies, and other podcast episodes. Thanks for listening.